I'm Erica Druk. I'm against Northern Pass for multiple ethical reasons. If Northern Pass is approved, there needs to be a minimum of 3 conditions met. All 190 miles of electric lines must be buried. Towers are not necessary. New Hampshire needs to be incentivized to develop their own independent, clean, and renewable competitive sources of electrical power to feed into the grid. New Hampshire communities need to be allowed to do net metering at wholesale rates. It may be true that Northern Pass will conjure 1,000 jobs, but Northern Pass has never said those jobs are going to New Hampshire residents. Maybe there should be a 4th condition. All 1,000 jobs will go to New Hampshire residents, not Canadians, not out-of-staters. This project will be completed as quickly as possible to minimize costs, liability exposure, and maximize profits to investors. Who are these investors? Can the Northern Pass investors and shareholders be made public knowledge? It makes me very curious as to who is really behind these major industrial energy projects in Canada. Is it just Canada following the American dream model of get rich quick, or is it something else? We've gone beyond the realm of nation states to the world of elitism, big business, and big money. We have a global economy that revolves around the billionaires' boys' club, who are irresponsibly exploiting the natural resources of the world for profit. These Canadian energy ventures, whether it be tar sands or Northern Pass, is more than just about Canada trying to grow their own economy. Northern Pass is a cash cow for Canada and its investors. Everyone needs energy, but what's in it for the U.S. except high electrical rates? Canada wants to use New Hampshire as a bridge with a network of towers to connect into the U.S. energy system. Once this bridge of towers is built, there is nothing stopping Canada from damming up their whole countryside and sending higher and higher payloads of electricity and adding more transmission lines over time. New Hampshire could become, in essence, an electrical highway or gateway to the U.S. New Hampshire is not known for skyscrapers, but New Hampshire will be known for monster towers of steel carrying Canadian power south to the lower New England states and beyond. They'll be impossible to miss. People won't be asking what exit, like New Jersey. They'll be asking what tower number do you live by. These gigantic new towers will become the most prominent feature of New Hampshire's landscape, and they can't be erased. They'll be permanent. The energy industry has a monopoly on the supply of power to consumers, and the public has a right to be a part of the equation. The public interest demands truly clean and renewable energy sources, not just the ones that private enterprises dream up to maximize their profits. The public needs equal input in the entire process. It's the public that should be considered the true stakeholders here, not just the investors. New Hampshire says no to Northern Pass.